You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, have fun.
What else is trending? Sports-wise, the Nuggets are in Nollins tonight for a game against the Pelicans.
Stupid.
While the Avalanche skate into Chicago tonight to play the Blackhawks. Let me rephrase that. While the Avalanche skate into Chicago tonight to beat the Blackhawks. Ooh. Nobody stops the Avalanche these days. Nobody. Tomorrow night, the Colorado Mammoth have a game at Ball Arena, hosting the Vancouver Warriors. Yeah, we'll see if they're Warriors. Spain's Rafael Nadal will play this weekend in the finals of the Australian Open tennis tournament. We don't talk a whole lot about tennis on the show, even though I like playing tennis. I enjoy it. Thing is, if he wins, it'll be Nadal's 21st Grand Slam title. It will break the record for most major wins.
I thought it was going to be, yeah.
He would also become only the fourth man to win all four Grand Slam titles at least twice. Dude's got mad game, I'll tell you that. And the U.S. men's national soccer team took a big step toward qualifying for the World Cup tournament by beating El Salvador 1-0 yesterday in chilly Columbus, Ohio. They say it was 32 degrees when they started playing, and there was a little bit of snow just before the game. They now travel to Hamilton, Ontario for a game Sunday afternoon against Canada. The World Cup, Jeremy, begins in November in Qatar.
Ooh, cool.
On the Persian Gulf.
Bronco fans, just a heads up that our new prospector, Nathaniel Hackett, is going to be having a press conference today a little later this afternoon.
Really?
You know, welcoming himself basically to Denver and
gonna
chatting
tell
about
all
his
he's
goals. Where do you see yourself in 3 years? You know, that kind of stuff. So, that's going on this afternoon.
There will be 12 questions asking some different form of, are you going to bring Aaron Rodgers? Are you going to bring Aaron Rodgers? Are you going to bring Aaron Rodgers?
Are you excited? Have you had green chili yet?
These stupid Colorado questions.
Probably will
you
be
like
a lot
ski?
Of that. A couple of news for nerd stories for you, because I like the science-y stuff. They have been doing some research in Massachusetts, and they're wondering if they have stumbled upon the ability for humans to someday regrow limbs. So if you can imagine, if there's some horrible accident and you cut a finger off, it, like a lizard, you know, growing a tail, we should be able to do that.
Yeah.
If other animals have that little gene in their body that clicks on and says, regrow this, we should figure out a way to turn it back on in human beings.
You're damn right.
I've never understood
Get on it.
And then the other thing that I got a big chuckle out of, and I think this is going to require a longer essay that I write on this because it's just calling my name. This is a study about cats. And you know, I'm a cat person. I'm not a dog person. I'm a cat person. And there was a study that they think is showing that human beings are making cats dumb.
Oh, that's why, huh?
10,000 years ago, cats had a larger size brain, you know, because they lived out in the wild. They had to hunt. They had to defend themselves. Now that we've domesticated them, they are studying the brain sizes of domesticated cats with wild cats. And I don't mean like lions and tigers. There are like regular like house type cats, but they're wild in various parts of the world. And they say the domesticated ones, their brains are smaller.
Really?
And it's because we're not making them use them. We've domesticated. We've made them wimps.
With their fancy feast. All right.
But the thought that I have on this has to do with human beings, and are we doing the same thing to ourselves with our gadgets?
Probably.
I don't know. Anyway, Niall's the weirdo. I've never thought of him as dumb. He's just odd.
He's unique.
He is definitely unique. What else is trending?
Big shout out to Legos. Today is National Lego Day, so also a big shout out to my buddy T-Money, Tyson, who is a grown arse man who has an extensive Lego collection that he has spent thousands upon thousands of dollars on. It's quite impressive, though, but he's a grown man.
I've gotten kind of hooked lately. I told you I've got another one of the Beatles Lego things for Christmas.
Oh, they're so cool. Those are so cool.
I haven't put that one together yet. I'll do it maybe this weekend.
If you want to learn more, there is actually a great documentary out there called Beyond the Brick, a Lego Brickumentary.
Yeah.
It came out like 2014. It's actually really fun to watch. And listen to me. Listen to your buddy Jeremy.
What?
If you're planning a trip to Legoland in San Diego, don't do it. Trust
Instead, drive your car off the road.
Trust me on this. skip Legoland, do something else, okay? Pro tip. Here's your Jason Momoa update. Since splitting with Lisa Bonet, Jason Momoa appears to be living in a camper van in a friend's yard, in a van down by the river. Now, granted, the story is saying that it is a $750,000 luxury van, but still, he's in a van in a friend's front yard.
All right,
here's
fair
your
enough.
Jason Momoa update. Kylie Jenner, Kai is in trending today because of her cosmetics line. She's got a Valentine's Day collection coming out, and I guess people online are pretty quick to point out that many of the items are similar to former collections that she has released. So she's just basically recycling the products that she's putting out there in different packaging. So she's coming out with different lines every holiday, but it's essentially the same lip glosses, the same lipsticks, just in a different package. You know, this time around it's a heart. You know, come Easter it'll be bunny ears or something, but it's the same crap. There's nothing new in there, so everyone is jumping her,
you know what,
because of that.
So much more from the Kardashians and Jenners,
you
know? I did,
too. I expected more out of you, Kai. very famous car went up on the auction block. Those of you familiar with the movie Wayne's World, what year did that come out? That was
like 91?
90-something.
90, 91,
it's fairly
92?
Iconic. Fairly iconic characters, I would think. Everyone knows Wayne and Garth from Wayne's World.
Excellent.
Party on, Wayne. In that movie, there you go. They had the Mirthmobile, which was a 1976 AMC Pacer. It had little flames on the side. And if you recall, it had a licorice dispenser inside it. And it's the iconic scene where they're all singing that Bohemian Rhapsody song and headbang. Mm-hmm. And anyway, that car went up for auction, and it sold for $71,500 for an AMC Pacer from the late 70s. Ugh.
Funny.
They said it did sell back in 2016 for $37,000. And so it's gained some value. So somebody has that in their collection now. Kind of cool-ish. Eh, I guess. Whatever. Latest fashion trend for 2022. The hunchback style, Dom. I posted some pictures of this on our Facebook if you want to check it out. It looks so horrible. Some Dutch fashion designers, they're saying now that really high shoulder pads are going to be the look for 2022. So high, in fact, that they go above your head, basically. So it looks like you have a hunchback because whatever pantsuit that you're wearing goes up the back of your head and basically stops right at the top of it. And you look like Quasimodo. Let's just
that, or we all look like Igor from Young Frankenstein.
Right. Google it. But it looks ridiculous. Either way, the pictures are just so funny, so it's on our Facebook. And then check this out. Somebody surveyed 2,000 homeowners about various tools they got there at home and if they're comfortable using them or not, and only 52% of people are confident in using a screwdriver. A screwdriver! I don't know if I can do this properly. Pliers were on the list. Wrenches were on the list. Well, they say the number one thing that we can do ourselves without really worrying about anything is just replacing a light bulb.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
And I was making, talking about cats getting dumber.
Which way do I turn this? I don't know. I think that's all I want to tell you. Let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
On our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Two things you can choose from on there this morning. This video of a police officer in South Dakota has gone viral after he arrested a DoorDash driver for outstanding warrants, and then he delivered the Arby's order that was sitting in the guy's car. You can watch that, or that's a pretty sweet video, as in cute, sweet. A World War II vet in Oregon named Jack Becker just turned 100, and he celebrated by dancing to Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. And
Dude has
moves.
Does he now?
So you can click on either one of those on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.